All right, so yeah, who's the guy that won the British Open back in the day? Old Tom.
It was Old Tom Morris, and then there was Young Tom Morris.
The guy's name was Old Tom Morris, Don.
That was back when the clubs were called like a Mashie, a Niblick, a Spoon, things of that nature.
Well,
the Gutta Percha.
There's a lot of different ways to go with George Pickens' first press conference in Dallas today. I think it's hilarious that he says he brings hard work to the team and that he's known as a guy that never gets too high or too low.
That's like I'm saying I'm known as a guy who has a very small head.
Or Chris saying, you know, I'm never self-loathing and self-hating. I actually am always very cocksure and I'm always very kind to myself and I always say very flattering things about myself. Yeah, sure. I never get too high or too low, buddy.
My teammates have literally never had to spend enormous amounts of time on the sideline of an actual NFL game keeping my mood in check. Show up on time all the time.
And then he takes a shot at Tomlin and said it's super refreshing with a different culture here.
Well, I felt like you might have liked that part.
Yeah, but it's the wrong messenger. You know, I didn't even really like Najee saying those things when he left. You know, I have Pickens and Najee in the pile of guys who I was sick of watching play for the Steelers. And so when they try to slam the team out the door, I don't like trying to talk out of both sides of my mouths and saying, well, I killed these guys when they're here. Now I'm going to give oxygen or life to the way they scalded the team when they waved goodbye. No, like if somebody who I actually respected said that, it would be different, but I don't have a ton of respect
George
for either one of those guys.
George saying it is patently absurd.
Yeah,
George saying what he said is an absurdity. The culture he likes down there is probably that it is glitzy. I think guys, maybe not CeeDee Lamb specifically, but other players have like talked about how Jerry will just walk fans through practices. Like there's tours that go on while the team is practicing in season. And I think a lot of guys have quietly groused about what a laughable joke that is, that it's more of a reality show.
Oh, Patrick Peterson talked about that on the podcast with me.
Than it is like an actual NFL team trying to win.
They'd bring fans into the meetings when they were happening to say, like, look, see, they're at work right now. They're discussing what they're going to do against the Eagles on Sunday.
Like, Jerry treats it almost like a zoo a little bit.
You're right.
And you know what, though? It is, I think it's still a franchise that is all about the individual because it's the ultimate individual who owns it. And I think George will actually like that if he's getting the ball enough.
Well, one thing that I discovered on the FanDuel Sportsbook app today, how about this? Pickens and Metcalf have the same exact receiving prop number for 2025. It's 950.5 for both guys. I don't like either.
So I think that it's that low or that number for Pickens because he's the clear second dude behind CeeDee.
But they're going to throw it a lot because they don't run the ball. Who's the number one running back in Dallas right now, Donnie?
I want you to say somebody from like 12 years ago, like Felix Jones.
Oh, Felix Jones, the ex-Steeler, too.
Run DMC.
Well, let's see. It's no longer Rico Dowdle. Who the heck is it? Oh, wait.
It's not Pollard.
No.
Deuce Vaughn.
Wasn't he the guy whose dad was the scout?
And they had to have signed somebody.
Who is it, Donnie? I'm asking you. You're the resident football guy.
I can't think of who it is. It's
not
going to
be Zeke.
Elliott.
Nope.
Who the heck is it?
They didn't draft anybody early, so it's not anybody new. Mulsey's now
I'm checking it.
Trying to tacitly look up their depth chart.
Tacitly? I'm clicking away.
We had
over
to have
here.
Missed something here.
They should make Hunter Luepke the feature back.
Who is it? Do we know?
If the Our Lads up there. They're the best in the business.
They really are.
I'm going to go with Our Lads and see what it pops up. Well, they didn't make the acquisition in the offseason that I thought was meant for them and built for them, which was Najee coming there. Maybe he'll end up there because I feel like the Chargers are not in exactly like love with him.
Are you on AOL 1995 right now, or did you actually find it?
Relax, Chalooch. I'm getting it right here. Dallas Cowboys depth chart. Starting at running back, Javonte Williams.
Okay, so they brought him in from Denver, the guy
so
that
you
never had a 1,000-yard
right
season
now.
There. I actually did not. I had spaced on what they did at running back.
Their depth chart actually says Jadon Blue, Miles Sanders. Do you remember that acquisition?
Booby Sanders, as he's affectionately called.
Yeah, Deuce Vaughn, by the way, fifth string on the running back depth chart.
Well, the question I had written down here with Pickens is, and I know what our answers are going to be, but I did write down any regrets over this trade. Because they still don't have a number two wide receiver. I shouldn't say that because Donnie was not as high on the Pickens trade as you and I were. And it happened now, what, more than a week ago, 2 weeks ago? And they didn't fill that gap yet. They didn't go out and sign Keenan Allen or Amari Cooper. The Chris Olave thing, everyone now, Albert Breer is the latest to say, Crowley's right. They did. The Steelers did reach out to the Saints. But the Saints are this weird team that even though Derek Carr retired and Tyler Shuck is going to be their starter, they don't want to like tear it all down. They don't want to admit that they're almost like the Steelers, I guess, in that respect. They don't want to admit that they're having a rebuilding season.
There's two things.
We know what's going on here for you.
There's Spencer Rattler erasure going on too there in that comment. But my man Canario just continues to be a 5-run
warning
tease.
Track power.
Warning, exactly. This is just brutal for me. But yeah, it's weird that the Saints, although that Olave thing I thought would have been very ill-advised. That guy's got such
That's exactly what I said when you were winning that golf tournament.
Man.
Not just that, it's just I just don't agree with giving up a lot of draft picks for a receiver and you still don't have a quarterback who can get him the ball.
I mean, I like the player if he's not concussed and if he has a quarterback. I think he's a very good receiver.
Yeah, but they don't have a quarterback here.
Those are two massive ifs. Like, Derek Carr was throwing him hospital balls all his entire time in
I mean,
in
Donnie, do you think that we're going to be sitting down in September watching the Steelers and the Cowboys from afar and you're going to be tempted to tweet out things like the Steelers made the mistake here and they should have kept Pickens?
The only way I'd really feel that way is if they do zero the rest of the way out, because I don't rule out a chance of Pickens actually having a pretty good season. He is getting by far the best quarterback play he's ever gotten.
Who would you bet to have more yards, Pickens or Metcalf this year?
I'd still go Metcalf because there is one of the best receivers in the game also on Pickens' team, so he's clearly the number two guy.
Yeah, but we've seen Chase Higgins.
To Pony's point, that can cut both ways, where if one of the best receivers in the league is on the other side and you're getting singled up, George might eat. I mean, for all his
flaws. Look at Juju with AB.
He can go up and get it.
That would be my
tons of plays. And he's more talented than Juju by far.
They're both at 950.
I think Pickens could have 1,000 yards there.
And Metcalf didn't have 1,000 last year, in part because
he might just be their only
Smith
option.
And Jigba caught the ball a ton.
So Dak only started 8 games for them last year. Cooper Rush started 8, and then Trey Lance memorably started 1 game.
Yep.
Lamb had 1,194 yards. Their number two pass catcher had 610.
I heard Mason on the podcast with Kabali and Mac, and you know he's so guarded on things because he's scarred and wounded from when he played here and guys like me that called him mediocre Mason. So I have to own that. But you know he sounded like a guy that even without truth serum, you ask him, he's the only quarterback that's weighed in so far on the Pickens thing. Howard just got here. And Aaron Rodgers is off playing with Super Soakers. And it sounded like Mason Rudolph was not a fan of that trade at all. You know, that makes sense. I mean, part of what made Mason Rudolph's, I can't even say resurgence, I would just say surgence, because it was the first time we saw it, was the fact that he got the ball to Pickens.
They made plays together. Yeah, George clearly preferred him to the other two because he was getting them the ball a lot and on time.
But, I mean, am I inferring from your comments, Donnie, that you're confident they are going to fill that number two wide receiver position appropriately and get the right guy in there?
No, I am not confident in that whatsoever. We watched them get embarrassed a year ago for the entire summer by a man in San Francisco. They got left at the altar, and then they did nothing. They said, don't worry, we have Van Jefferson. And that man this year could be Mr. Robert Woods.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
I do think, to go back to the culture comment for a second, I do think if Pickens had gone to a team that also fans here had a little bit of respect for and he said that, it would be different. If the Chiefs had rolled the dice on Pickens and he said that, then I might be inclined to say, okay, maybe Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes could actually get this guy like Bill Belichick did with Randy Moss in New
England.
The
Ravens would have been, I think, a damning one, even though we saw Deontay Johnson go there.
I wouldn't say that about them. They don't get that benefit of the doubt with me.
Well, then it's really just, did he go to a team with a really, really, really good quarterback and an offensive head coach?
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's the Chiefs, because McDermott's
Yeah, but if he went to the Bills, I would say that. I mean, they haven't won big yet.
The receivers haven't exactly had a happy time there all the time. Stephon
Diggs. Yeah, but Diggs was super productive. But they wouldn't make that move. The Bills would not trade for George Pickens. It would be a total affront to everything they stood for with the Diggs decision. Their whole thing was, we don't want the wide receiver who's a diva
what
here.
If
we don't
gone
need
to the
that
Rams
guy.
In a trade?
Yeah, I'd be. And he said different culture here. I'd probably
Except,
say
you know what?
You're right.
They made no effort to get him, and they instead got Davante Adams.
Yep. Yeah, I think Pickens and the Cowboys are made for each other. Like, he could say different culture. My guess is by Columbus Day, they're going to be talking down there, and it'll be on all the ESPN shows how he's unfollowed Dallas on social media outlets and channels and is already, like, trying to get himself traded out of there to find greener pastures again.
It's sort of funny to watch Marcus Mosher, my guy who's based, I think, in Erie, but writes about the Cowboys.
Well, he's a Cowboys lover, right?
Well, he covers them. He's like he's just a guy, right? I would say better than a blog.
He's an Alex Cazora.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And he's doing a lot of hopeful posts about George Pickens, some of the Dallas radio hosts that I follow down there. There's a lot
you
of.
You follow Dallas radio hosts. Congratulations on all your success.
They're within the Odyssey family. They're under the. It's even bigger than the Saunders umbrella, the Odyssey umbrella down there. They're all hopeful about Pickens. Hey,
well,
they finally went and got a real number two, and it's just funny to watch it from a distance, knowing that all they acquired was one of those Looney Tunes-style boxes of TNT, and they're going to hold a match next to the fuse.